Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, the Dublin Horse Show is underway. It is the 149th year, would you believe? And although I've already seen Rolls Royces around Ball's Bridge and the parking space, it looks like a car show for the country rich sometimes. It's not all what I used to jokingly call prods on the sods. There are lots of down-to-earth folk of all traditions involved. One of them is Paddy Joe Foy, founded Drummondhoo Stud, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
County Mayo. And you have not missed it in over 50 years.
That's right. Yeah, I started coming to the horse show in 1968.
Good Lord.
And I showed stallions in... during that time, I won the Croker Cup in 1980.
What was the Croker
Cup?
With
a horse called Fast Frigate, third for the Thoroughbred Stallion.
Oh, it's a
best Thoroughbred Stallion, yes,
best
at the show.
Yeah.
And I won it again in 2004.
Bit of a gap.
A bit of a gap, yeah, with a horse called Spirit House.
It's a family business.
It's a family business, yeah. It is, yes.
And when did you become interested in horses yourself first?
Well, I'm steeped in horses because my granduncles, they were born in a little village out in Ahagour, and they went off to Wisconsin.
Oh, right.
Yes.
From Mayo to Wisconsin.
From Mayo to Wisconsin. Yeah. And they set up a big livery yard there that had over 80 horses.
Go away.
Yeah. And I have two brothers. One of them has passed on. But they wouldn't have any great interest. I was the one. There's always one clown in every circle. Always remember that.
And your wife as well, she's big into horses.
Well, my wife would, she would support me, yes. She'd support me, yes, she would, surely.
No,
yes.
There's no choice in that one. Yes. Yeah. So how long has the stud been there in Mayo?
I founded the stud in 1963.
Very good.
And 1963.
You're retired from it now, I presume.
I'm retired, yes. I'm lucky enough, I have my son, Porrick, and I have also my granddaughter, Elise. Ah. And she, both of them... are running the run of the show and doing a good job.
Three generations.
Yes. I then branched out into what I always like to do, driving horses. So I do a bit of Jervy in round Westport.
Ah, right. A jaunting car.
A jaunting car.
Well, it's Jervy in Ireland.
Four-wheel, yeah.
So is that for tourists? Or?
I do that for the tourists, yeah.
Lovely. And where
I do it July and August. We go right round Westport there and... give them the history of the town and all that goes with it.
Oh, come on, that'd be brilliant.
But the thing about it is, Oliver, that coming to the show, in Dublin here, we always leave 2 or 3 days or maybe a week, whatever the case may be, we like to come here. But I have to say that the shows in Ireland are showcased in Dublin in their own way because on the board of the Irish shows for 27 years, and the Irish shows have promoted the Irish show. They have promoted shows right around the country, and I have to say that Michael Ring, and you know Michael
Ring, delighted Westport.
Michael Ring Westport.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he is retiring.
He is.
But Michael, he cut through all types of red tape, and he got a lot of money for the Irish shows, and only for him.
Are you a fine Gael man now? Are we?
No, I have to be fair about it.
I'm only messing.
I have to be fair. But only for him, a lot of the shows would have gone by the wayside.
And you're talking about the shows outside of Dublin.
Because they all feed into Dublin, if you know what I mean. Because what happens is there's qualifiers for Dublin.
To get there.
To get there. And now we have Heather Humphreys, which is very, very good. A good lady as well. And
she's
doing a Monaghan
woman.
A Monaghan woman, yes. And doing a good job.
100%. 100%.
But the other thing is...
firing grants into every ditch.
Exactly. The other thing as well, Oliver, that Westport, the town I come from, the town I love so well, Westport is a lovely town. I mean, we have a lot to offer there.
Passionate about it.
We have Westport House. We have the Greenway. We have our... beaches, lovely beaches.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of things there.
You don't need to sell Wellsport, do you? It's doing very well.
Yeah, we're doing quite well. We're doing
very good theatre, we have to mention there as well, don't forget.
Yes.
In terms of the horse show, then, what do you do or what have you done over the years? Do you get to do business at the horse show?
Yes. A lot of people come with young horses, yearlings, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And what happens is they show them, and if they're lucky enough to be in the first three, or maybe if they're not even looked at, there's always somebody there that will purchase.
Someone. Yeah.
Somebody from England or maybe Wales or Scotland, God knows.
And they come up and they'll buy it there and then they'll do a deal.
Because
they'll all have horse boxes with them.
Yeah, it's not maybe as much now as it was in the past because you have Cavan and you have Goresbridge and places like that.
That's where the selling goes on.
Yes, that's right. But at the same time, if they show them in Dublin, they're seen there and people will, you know, they'll say, well, right, okay, we're going to take a phone number here or whatever the case may be and they do the deal, like, you know.
Now, this might be an obvious answer to this one for you, but not for everyone. How does a stud farm make its money?
They don't. That's the word, don't.
You mean it's just the farmers that you can't make money?
Because I'll tell you what has happened is, at the moment, is that we used to have a scheme going back many, many years where the Department of Agriculture, they would buy thoroughbred stallions and they would lease them out to custodians right around the country. I had one myself. And that was a great scheme because they were fit to go out and buy the stallions. But at the moment now, the ordinary farmer, we'll say, our stud owner, he'd want to have $100,000 in his pocket.
Really?
Yes. And then he wouldn't be getting what he would be getting. He'd be getting a horse, all right, that maybe have one, two or three races, but that's it. And then he has to figure out, is this horse going to, if he doesn't attract the right type of mares, well, he might go by the wayside.
So the breeding will disappear.
Exactly. That's it.
Well, I thought the stud farm, like somebody pays, obviously, stud farm for the breeding of horses. Would there be, is it artificial insemination or is it the natural way?
You have the natural way. The natural way is in the store.
And that's what they're paying
for.
But
then you have AI as well. Like you have the AI as well.
But that's what I mean. That's where the money comes from. That's the stud farm.
Yeah.
And I presume the big stud farms that we know in the country that have loads of success raising huge money behind them. Is there the same gap?
But there needs to be, in my opinion, there needs to be more money allocated to the breeder, because if the breeders, it doesn't get a fair amount of money for what he or she is doing, well, then you'll have no show because they breed them for Dublin Horse Show and all that.
You're a fit man. I know you've climbed Crowpatrick last month. What will you do in the horse show today? Will you wander about?
I'll wander about today now, yeah, I will, yeah.
Are there people you only meet at the horse show once a year?
I'll be meeting everyone and they'll be meeting me and that's the way it'll be, yeah. No, but as regards Crowpatrick, okay, I mean, look, we climbed Crowpatrick. Somebody said to me, you know, they've put in steps there or have the whole thing done. I said, they have, but they have no lift. You still have to walk.
You still have to go up and down. The steps are fairly steep.
Yeah, but yeah.
What a man, what that man says is so true, says a texter. We have had the brilliant revival of our local show in Cross Malina, another part of Mayo, and it's a wonderful celebration of local talent that would otherwise be lost. Well done to all involved in putting on the shows. And so that's someone agreeing with you, Paddy Jones, you'd be delighted with. Listen, you go and enjoy yourself now at the horse show. Thanks a million for popping into us. You're very well dressed,
yeah.
I must say, in the tie. Is that how you'd always dress for the horse show?
I always say a door looks well if you paint it, you know.
I love it. Okay. Paddy Joe Foy, good luck to you and everyone in Drummondhoo Stud, isn't it? Have I got
that's
that right?
Yeah,
Drummondhoo Stud. Yeah. Enjoy it. I might see you there myself on Friday.